Sachem Peg Test Mishnah Beis. Ezi hi derech rechoika. We have Mishnah Aleph. Derech rechoika. It's a very open-ended term. What's called that the person is not there, he's not on site. He's not there in the Azara, he's not able to come. We spoke out in Mishnah Aleph that a person could be theoretically bizod levov, that he didn't come from the day before that. Of course, it's his fault that he's not there. But he's not b'derech rechoika, legabi the chiv karas. What would be called b'derech rechoika? First Tana min amedim v'lachutz. U'kimidosa l'chol ruach divri Rebbe Kiva. The way we have it in the Mishnah is moedim. The way the Rav had is moedois. A little bit of a different variation of the spelling. The place is not really the ikar halacha over here. The place is just the signpost for how far. What's the shir? The Mishnah doesn't speak it out. Here we have a whole sugya that speaks out. This is a famous sugya of Zmanim. Sugya and Daf Tzadi Gimel, where the Gemara makes the cheshbon that what's going on over here is that the amount of space which is called Derech Rechoika would be that he could come on Erev Pesach. Remember, the Zman HaKrovos Korban Pesach starts from Chatzos. It's not really from Chatzos, it's from the Zman Mincha, half an hour afterwards. That's a kasha we discussed in Perek Tamin Ishchat. The Lechor over there, it's for sure that the Korban Pesach could only be brought from 6.5 hours. But Legabi this Halacha, Chazal determined that the Zman Korban Pesach is from Chatzos, and the Hiluch, which is called that he's going to be there, that he's not on site, is the amount of mileage that he could get from Netzachama, which is the time when there's the normal walking, because it's light out, from Netzachama until Chatzos. How much time is that? The Gemara makes a cheshbon that a person's hoylech b'chol yom arboim mil. Arboim mil is, each mil is 2,000 amas. So he's hoylech arboim mil. 10 mil in the Gemara makes the cheshbon from a braisa is before nets and after shkia. So in those 12 hours a day, which are the ikka 12 hours a day, l'moshel, l'gabi zman krishma, according to the standard halacha, the goin and the balatanya is krishma. We start, we cheshbon the hours of the day from nets until shkia. The Magen Avraham cheshbons, however, from alois until tzeis. But that's a kasha. Over here, l'chayetz mavur, that we're dealing with from nets until shkia. Because that's when the sun is fully present. So we cheshbon that, that's 30 mil. Because again, the 40 mil that a person goes on a day, 10 mil is before and afterwards. How that measures out, l'chayetz, that means a quarter of the day is before and after alois, which is a good question. We're not going to get now involved in the two zmanim, whether there are rayas here to the Goinim zman, to Rabbeinu Tam zman, but that's really the subject of the Rishonim in grappling with this sugya. So we have the sheer hiluch of every single day is 30 mil. Slice that in half until Chatzos is 15 mil. And that's the amount of time that we're talking about. And of course, since it's not about moedim, so then that distance is kumidos alachol ruach. This is the shita of the Tana Rebbe Kiva. Ablazer oime me iskupa so azora velachutz. Ablazer says, derech rechoika has absolutely nothing to do with where you could come from the beginning of the day. He says over here, derech rechoika is a relative term. Derech rechoika means you're not there. The only person who's chayiv koros, and the only person who's part of the Korban Pesach, is a person who's there. If a person is not there, he's outside the skuba swazara, he's not there, and that's why he didn't bring the Korban Pesach. It could be that he was mevatel mitzaseh, but lamaisa, since he wasn't there, he could bring Pesach Sheni. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lefikoch nokud al hei loymar, the hey has a nikud, and that's mitzamtzim rechoika, not being literally it's Ruchoika would mean far away. He can't get there. He can get there. He's right outside. Ruchoika in quotation marks. What's the mashmois exactly? The Rav brings down, he says, Ani shamati lidresh, which is sosim in the Gemara, that the hey, the nikun on top of the hey, means dashing this hey as a number. Ruchoik hey. He's out, what? 5 amos. He's 5 amos out of the Azora. He's not by the skupa so Azora. It's not the type of drosha that we don't normally have. the poshta way, which the mashmoisa Rashi, would be the rechoika means the doggish on the hay would mean that you have to put it in quotation marks. It's not really rechoik, in which case it means he's not there. That's the mashmoisa dvar. Mishnah Gimel. Ma ben Pesach Rishon l'sheni. We have Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Now, one's a Yom Tov, one's not. But for the person who has to bring home Pesach, the day of Yud Dalet Nisan is a day which is become Pesach. And listen how the Torah says it. The Torah speaks out, and over there in Baloischem Perek Tes, all the halachos. B'chodesh Hasheni b'Abos Yer Beno Abayim Yasu Oisei Al Matzus Merem Nechlu. It has to be hukrav then. It has to be eaten that night. Lo Yoshim Imenu Ad Boikev Etzem Lo Yishbu. But the Torah even speaks it out. K'chol Kul Sapes Yasu Oisei. So the Mishnah is justified in asking a shaila on the Pasuk. Ma ben Rishon l'Sheni. Are there any differences between Pesach Rishon and Sheni? Harishon also v'bal yiro b'yim otzei. That's not the case by the Sheni. Matzav v'chometz imoy b'aboyis. There's no iser on this person. It's not Pesach for him. There's the dinim that the korban Pesach have to be brought the same way. K'chol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisei. But not that for him it's the Yom Tov of Pesach. We call it Pesach Sheni. And Avada, it's a signpost that the Tkufa of Pesach finishes. The Medrash says that's when Klal Yisrael finished off the matzos that they had. The Hashpois, who said in the Chassidish Sprach, the Hashpois of the Yom Tov finish Pesach Sheni. Chassam Sefer likes to something interesting. That 3 days after Pesach Sheni is when Klal Yisrael didn't have what to eat. On the third day, the Rebbein Shalom was Mamtir Mon Ben HaShamayim. That's the day of Lag Boimah. Lag Boimah is a day when Klal Yisrael zoichet to the toyar of Oichle Hamon. That's why the Hachona, in Chassidish Sfarim state, starts for Shavuos on Pesach Sheni. Good. But the Al Kaponim, the Pesach is the same, Rishon V'Sheni. Not that the person himself has the Yom Tov Pesach, and therefore, Avada Matzav Chometzim V'Baboyis. Harishon Ton Halal B'Achilosoi. Hashani any ton hal bachilosi. Hal is in the Yom Tov. L'chay the achila, there was hal basiyosoi, but not halal be achilosoi. The Mishnah says, Zevze ton hal basiyosim, because that's a din in the Shechitas Kav Pesach. V'nechol and tzoli al matzum rerim v'deichens ha-Shabbos. Otherwise, they have the same dinim as a Kav Pesach. We'll just point out something interesting. Rashi says, over there in Chumash, on the achila al matzum rem yechlu, Rashi says, "Vein iser chometz Elohimoy b'achilosoi." There's no iser chometz; he's allowed to have chometz. Rashi adds Elohimoy b'achilosoi, except in his eating. What does it mean? Most of the mafashim understand what that means. Is imoy b'achilosoi? He's not allowed to have chometz with the matzah. That means, let's say he takes a piece of matzah more. His mekayim the din pesach sheni has to be eaten al matzah sumerayim. Let's say there's some chometz there also. Hello, he has chometz in the house. Puts it down the table for a second, and a piece of chometz creeps in. That's a bittle of the tzura of the achilas korban pesach. Mechzchinuch wonders, mechatesis, there's no iser chometz. There's a din that the korban pesach has to be eaten amatz sumerayim. Why would that be in this battle if there's some chometz? He's allowed to eat chometz. He's allowed to eat chometz a minute before, a minute after. Now for this minute, he's not allowed to eat chometz. All this time and off, akeret. Chometz and matzah are a stira, so to speak. They're battle each other. The tzura of an achilas korban pesach amatzum rerim, if it's eaten together with chometz, in that instant, he's not eating it with the matzah. It's not a din of chometz. It's a din that's mevatel the matzah. It's not called amatzah sumerim. So shene vort. Chometz and matzah are a steer to each other. You might find support for that. The Tashbitz says that if a yid eats chometz on Pesach, not only is he over Rachman son on a lav, sheesh be chorus, he's mevatel mitzvah sev achilas matzah. Why, if he's eating chometz, is he mevatel mitzvah sev matzah? What does one have to do with the other? Chometz and matzah are not just happen to be made out of things that are this is not that and that's not this. Matzah and chometz are opposites. An achilas chometz is not an achilas matzah, and if somebody eats chometz, he's not eating matzah. And if somebody has a mitzvah to eat matzah, like we said, to eat that achil together with the chometz is mevatel l'shem achilas matzah. That's l'chor the halacha v'shteitu.